All right, I just announced another couple of names who's going to be performing at Unity in the Community. You just heard Sherry Jones Moffitt, and now hanging out with me, Miss Ruth LaAntra. How you doing, Ruth?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. You know, it took me forever to make sure I was saying that second name right. Did I say it right?
Yes.
You know what? First and foremost, I want to say I am so proud of you because I first heard you sing, I believe it was at the Gospel Announcers Guild.
Yes.
In which, let's just go ahead and reveal, your father is Bishop R. Vetra.
Yes.
And he is the, I guess, what is his title for the Gospel Announcers Guild? He puts it all together here locally in the Carolinas.
Yes, he's the president of the North Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild.
And he has just been telling us about his little girl that can sing for years and years and years. And now here you are, a national recording artist. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, look, I read that you describe yourself as the miracle child. Why?
Well, the story behind that is my mom had her tooth tied, cut, and burned after she had my sister Princess and my brother Dom. And all of a sudden, a prophet came. His name was Prophet Sylvester Walker. He came to our church years ago and prophesied to my mom that she was going to have another child. They laughed. They're like, little do he know that my tooth are tied, cut, and burned. I can't have any more kids. That's not the plan. So I don't know what happened in between there. But she found out she was pregnant. They told me she almost went crazy.
She had that Sarah experience, huh?
Yes. And when she was almost going to have me, I think she was in the hospital room or in her bedroom at home, and she heard footsteps coming down the hallway. And immediately she knew it was the enemy. So he came into the room and went to the foot of the bed, opened up her legs, and tried to take me out of it, but that was not happening. She pleaded the blood of Jesus and everything was okay. So they call me the miracle child.
You are a miracle child. And you tell your mom I'm scared of her. And the prophet that prophesies to her, tell him, I don't want him to come to my church prophesying it like me, okay?
I know, right?
So how old are you, Ruth?
I just turned 21, July 22nd.
Now how long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was 2. I started off dancing first, but then I started singing as well.
Now, I hear it took you a little while to figure out that, yes, singing is what I want to do. You know, you just finished getting over your teenage years, okay?
Yes, yes.
So for our teenagers or our young people that are thinking about doing this thing, I know you've got some words of wisdom for them.
Yes, yes. Well, I would just tell them, well, it took me a while because things happen in between, like, my lifespan. So I would just say to encourage other young people, get to what you want to do and set your goals and just aim for your goals and reach for your goals. Pray and fast and seek God's face and ask him, what is it that you want me to do, God? And he will definitely lead you and direct your path. And then just go for it. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't worry about what others will say about you. Don't worry about what the enemy will try to do, but just aim for your goals and stop dreaming, but reach for beyond the sky, because the sky is the limit.
And make steps towards it, because right now, congratulations, you signed on with Ty Scott Records with your new CD.
Yes.
So good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about this CD.
This CD is happening. It's in the making. I go back in the studio with my producer, Bobby Scan, with T-Style, with Dark Child Gospel. He's from New Jersey. Awesome, awesome, amazing producer. I go back in the studio with him really soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few songs that was on my EP that was released on iTunes. So it's coming along.
So when is it going to be out and available?
We're aiming for October 22nd.
Oh, fantastic. Now, we're playing the single Count It All Joy. I fell in love with, what is it, I'm in love with this man?
Yes, yes.
Girl, you got that little jazzy thing going on with that song. I said, I like that one right there. That's my song. So we can look forward to you performing these songs at Unity?
Yes, of course, of course.
Fantastic. So look, yes. Tell me, you know, I just told you what my favorite song is. I want to know, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song is, I would say right now, it's another song that I have written called So Good. That it's going to be released soon also. That's kind of my favorite song right now because it's just telling everybody, like, God has been so good to me, and I'm just expressing how I feel towards God and telling them that, look, man, you are amazing. You are so good. So, yeah, that's kind of my favorite song right now.
Now, Ruth, I know you were kind of young when 9/11 happened, but do you have any distinctive memories about that time?
I kind of do remember 9/11. I think I was in fourth grade, and they had called my teacher and said they was going to shut the school down or something like that. And so we had a moment of silence, and everybody was like, what is going on? And our teacher explained to us what was happening. And everybody just got so sad. We was like, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, it was a kind of sad day for the little kids in fourth grade.
You are definitely a voice for the young people, but I must tell them, once you open up your mouth and begin to sing, you don't sound as young as you are. You have a true anointing on that voice, oh honey. I may tell you, an awesome voice you have. So we are looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, September 7th, North Carolina State Fairgrounds. We will see you there, and we're going to count it all joy until we see you again.
Yes, thank you so much. I want to thank you for everything that you have done, you and Jerry, the whole 103.9 Light family. Thank you so much for everything.